50% of the public told us that they believe things are going in the right direction. Now, that certainly is not a vote of confidence. What will it take for folks to believe that we are really, truly headed in the right direction?
Oh, I think as much as anything, it'll take getting some jobs out there, because if people really focus on that, their job security, that's very important to people. Their stock market going back up some, and their retirement funds and their savings and their pensions gaining some ground back would also help. Although gross domestic product is one thing, and that's how we measure the economy, for most individuals, they measure the economy based on their own personal situation. They're going to have to feel pretty good about job prospects, their own job, jobs of their friends and neighbors, and their retirement plans, and the things that affect their daily lives before I think you see that number go up a great deal.
It's interesting you mentioned the gross domestic product. I saw another survey that was taken among private economists that was released this week that indicated that I think about 90% of them believe that the recession will probably end in the third quarter, and they cited data showing that the gross domestic product was contracting at about a 1% rate compared to around 6.4 in the first quarter. Housing and labor market indicators also suggest we may be turning the corner. Do you think that's truly the case, that we are indeed turning that corner?
I think we are, and I was one of the first to say I thought we'd see growth in the third quarter this year. I was saying that in the fourth quarter of last year, and I think that we are likely to see that. And some of the other indicators are telling us the kinds of things it tells us in a recovery. Productivity is going up, which typically happens is production goes up and people keep the workforce pretty steady, and the inventory numbers are dropping a little bit, which means the shelves are getting cleaned out. So there's a lot of things telling us we're in the early stages of an economic recovery right now. Again, the difficulty with that is while those are the official numbers, those are what folks like myself focus on, the average individual doesn't see the gross domestic product. What they see is their own retirement account, their own job prospects, and things of that nature.
I think most of us want to believe that we've bottomed out and that we're slowly starting to turn things around. But I said slowly, and there are marked differences in the speed and strength of a recovery. In this poll that I cited among the private economists, 17% believe it'll be a V-shaped rebound, and yet two-thirds believe it's more likely to be a W-shaped bounce back with ups and downs along the way. What do you see, and what are folks telling you?
Well, what we're showing is I don't think you'll see a lot of the W in the sense of the gross domestic product fluctuating from positive to negative territory, which is how we usually define the so-called W recoveries. I think you're likely to see the momentum be fairly slow at first, what we call a U-shaped recovery. That is a fairly flat bottom for a while. But then once it starts coming back, I think you'll see a lot of momentum getting into it. I would say this is going to be sort of a modified UV. It's going to be U-shaped at first, but then we're going to see a pretty steep comeback a few months down the road.